Mesa Community College will premiere its first feature film today. Students, faculty, and alumni created a version of the Greek tragedy Antigone, which was written by Sophocles. With me to talk about it is Kevin Dressler, performance faculty at MCC's Theater and Film Arts Department. He was also the co-founder of Southwest Shakespeare Company. And Kevin, why pick this particular story to make into the department's first feature film?
Well, I'm going to be really candid about that. I mean, it was suggested to me by a couple of colleagues. I instantly thought, hey, we've got COVID policies that we have to follow on campus, you know, wear a mask, socially distance. This is a Greek play. The Greeks did their plays with masks on. I mean, this is genius. If we're going to do a movie, this will really be something that we can do in a pandemic and will be believable.
Well, so other than the masks, how else did trying to film the first feature film that this department has ever done during a pandemic, like what kind of challenges did you face?
Well, you know, we had to follow the COVID protocols, but one of the other advantages of this particular subject matter is it all occurs in one location. So we don't have to worry about trying to create an environment of a bunch of different scenes in a bunch of different locations. It's one scene. So we can use our stage as basically a sound stage, just like a film company would use, and we can film everything right there.
So your background is clearly in the theater. What was it like teaching students filmography, directing, and all the other things that go along with making a movie?
Well, one of the things we did is we brought back a couple of students, Travis Marsala and AJ Young. AJ is a working cinematographer in the LA area. Both of these guys are former Mesa Community College graduates from our program, and we invited them back. To be perfectly candid, AJ had the capability to 3D render the drawings of our set into an actual visual model on his computer. He could then move the camera around to any angle. So rather than doing a traditional storyboard, he storyboarded through this program on his computer. And so we, together with Travis, we could set up all of the shots for the film way in advance, and we could direct the show that way. And that was a huge assist for me making that transition from theater to film.
So why to you is it important for this department to have a feature film? Like, it's not been done before. Why do it now?
Well, the reason why was because we could have rehearsed a play with all of the different kinds of COVID protocols in place, the masks, the distancing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the reality is we didn't know what would be allowed as far as an audience goes. So the dilemma has been for virtually all theater programs in the pandemic is how do we get out to, you know, the public? Knowing that we kind of had access to this design team of students, the faculty to work as advisors, these former students with film experience, it seemed like, well, you know, we can rehearse this thing. Our problem is presenting it. Why don't we make a movie? And so that's what we did. We made a film.
That's really interesting how the pandemic kind of pushed you away from the theater into a film. Like, is that something that you had been thinking about trying to do beforehand? Or was this totally because you needed to make sure that you could find a way to get the product to viewers?
Well, the challenge has always been getting the funding for film. And here's what the pandemic did. The pandemic, because it was difficult to produce plays, it helped us allocate funds that we normally don't have available, and we were able to put it into a film project. That's what the pandemic did for us. I've wanted a film program to be at MCC for a long time. And the reality is whenever I've gone for funding for a film program, I cannot say that the support has always been there. But because we were able to allocate funds for other things into this project to use as an educational opportunity for our students, that's what the pandemic did for us. It was really quite amazing.
Yeah. Now, am I right that you are retiring soon?
I am. August 5th will be my last day of work in the district. You know, I have to retire to something, Mark. So I'm not planning on, you know, going home and sitting on the couch. I haven't figured out the exact design, but I'm very aware I have to retire to something, not from something. So we'll see what that is. But that's where that's going right now.
Safe to say that something will be in the performing arts in some capacity?
Well, I have so many interests. It was my problem picking a major when I was young. I'm curious about practically everything, to be quite candid about it. So I build a lot of furniture. I build home stuff around my home. I mean, I could start a business. I could probably work as a consultant or a trainer for some kind of program. So, you know, we'll see what, you know, I'm going to be contacting some people. We'll see what happens.
So I want to ask, because, you know, so now, you know, MCC has done its first feature film. ASU has a new film school. Do you get the sense that Arizona is trying to turn itself into more of a hotspot for up-and-coming filmmakers? Like, is that a thing that you think could happen in Arizona?
I think Arizona is a perfect place for that to happen. We have a great environment for about 6 or 8 months out of the year to be able to film outdoors. And you don't have to worry about rain a whole heck of a lot of that time. So if you have to do any location shooting and things of that nature, Arizona is a great place to do that. I think the independent film industry has also put pressure on not just Arizona, but practically every state to take advantage of being able to produce good quality films within the confines of their states. There's no reason why Arizona could not be a hotspot.
All right. Kevin, good luck with the film. Good luck with what's next. And thanks for taking the time to chat. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
Kevin Dressler is performance faculty at Mesa Community College in the Theater and Film Arts Department. Its first feature film, Antigone, premieres today. Gotta love the classics, right, Steve?
I was glad you were able to pronounce Sophocles correctly. That was very exciting.
Oh, that was not a tough one. That one I could handle. I actually did learn a little bit about Sophocles in school. Maybe okay. Not a ton else, but I did learn about that.
Wait, you still want to poke out your own eyes. That's the key with Sophocles.
I try not to.